SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying the surge of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S. represents a national security, public safety, and public health catastrophe, former President Trump urging states to send National Guard troops to Texas to help Governor Greg Abbott secure the southern border. The Biden administration argues the border is a federal responsibility, but Abbott says that President Biden has abdicated that responsibility, so it's left to states like Texas to do what they can to repel an invasion. It's a move the U.S. energy industry is calling a win for Russia. The Biden administration, the president citing what he calls a climate crisis, is delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in the U.S. This comes as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Also at SRNnews.com, more rain for already waterlogged parts of the country.
Everything's replaceable, lives ain't.
That was Christopher Lake, resident of San Jacinto County, Texas, who on Wednesday told KTRK that at 6 a.m. he could make his way through his neighborhood, but later in the day, it was flooded.
We decided to go ahead and get up out of there.
And the rains will keep coming today. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
It looks like we have one more batch of heavy rain today into Saturday. Additional 1 to 2 inches are possible.
But Orovec says after today and Saturday, people in southern states who've been getting a lot of rain will finally get a break. I'm Donna Water.
A court in Moscow has once again extended the pretrial detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. A 32-year-old U.S. citizen was detained on spy charges. Now he is to be held at least through the end of March. On Wall Street, the Dow, 26 points higher. The Nasdaq, 25 points lower. This is SRN News. CVS facing a religious freedom complaint.
A Florida woman says she was fired from her job with a local pharmacy because she's a Christian and did not want to dispense contraceptives to customers. First Liberty Institute has filed suit on the woman's behalf, stating that, quote, it is illegal to issue a blanket revocation of all religious accommodations when CVS can't accommodate its employees. CVS is sending a message that religious health care workers are not welcome and need not apply. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nevada judge has approved a petition by abortion advocates as eligible for signature gathering in their long-standing attempt to get abortion on the 2024 ballot. A referendum that could enshrine abortion in the state constitution up to the moment of birth will appear on the 2024 general election ballot if enough signatures are gathered. However, even if the amendment passes this fall, it will need to be approved again on the 2026 ballot for final passage. This is SRN News. The U.S. considering scaling back its presence in one Middle Eastern country.
The United States and Iraq will soon begin talks to wind down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The Pentagon says the size of the U.S. military footprint in Iraq will be part of the discussions. The announcement comes as U.S. forces in Iraq have been increasingly targeted by Iran-backed militias. But Washington says the time frame for the discussion isn't related to the attacks. Iraqi officials have periodically called for a withdrawal of coalition forces for years. Those calls have increased in recent months against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. Keith Peters reporting.
King Charles in a private London hospital to undergo what Buckingham Palace terms a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate. 75-year-old King is being treated at the London clinic. More details, SRNnews.com.